Welcome to our show, The Sound of the Trumpet. I'm your host, Faith Marie Batsko, bringing you critical insight and revelation to position you securely in Christ for the season ahead. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me today on The Sound of the Trumpet. I'm Faith Marie Batsko, and the title of today's message is Becoming a Sure Place in Unsure Times. Well, 2022, I believe, we will see the King, the Christ King, rise in revelation glory in and through his saints. I believe it's going to be a year of resurrection life, breaking forth in a generation of saints prepared for such a time. It will be an Isaiah 61 year as the harvest breaks free from its imprisonment to blindness, and the year of the favor of the Lord breaks the saints free into the fullness of their call and destiny. The world is about to experience what it means for the Lord to arise from his place. His presence will cause the enemy to tremble as he rises in the earth to confront the darkness. The enemy will become confused and scattered by the presence of the Lord. 2022 will be the beginning of a time of explosive movement, both in the spirit and in the natural, as kingdoms clash over the dominion of the earth. These are days the saints have longed for, as we will see the power of God move in the miraculous through his people, but it will also stir the wrath of the host of wickedness and produce great turmoil in the earth. The saints living today are the generation that is chosen to be the forerunner party that tracks with Christ in the days moving forward. We are being invited to embrace the transcendent call on this generation of leaders to apprehend its scope through the prism of the apostolic prophetic dynamic of this most significant epoch of history. There has not been a time like this before in history where there's been a united global push to bring the entire world into subjection. We have entered a season and walking a path that we have not walked before. The Lord has put on my heart certain keys that must be in operation in our lives to be able to navigate our way through 2022, as so many prophetic voices are in unison and agreement that it will be a year of great shaking. So what does that shaking mean and what does it look like? In the years ahead, we will be experiencing the effects of shaking in both the spiritual and the natural realms. The powers of the heaven are being shaken, producing turmoil, violence, and great unrest in the earth. In the natural, the shaking will cause storms and earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, drought, and famine. Shaking will also cause an earthquake in the leadership of all spheres, all mountains. I believe there will be a changing of the guard in the political, economic, and even the religious realms. Now is the time to be found in the place God has positioned you. There are very volatile regions in the United States and in every nation where people should prayerfully seek the Lord if they should be moving to safer places of refuge. It is vital to world security that America stands strong and does not succumb to the tyranny of global powers. Liberal elites have seized the opportunity in this time of emergency powers to surrender America and Canada to global actors under the guise of equity. They will not surrender the House, the Senate, or the presidency, and will do whatever it takes to keep power, no matter how diabolical. Wisdom is to be prepared and equipped for any sudden events, trusting in the Lord to guide us and holding fast to his word. Psalms 112, verse 6-8 is a very powerful word, It says, "Surely the righteous will never be shaken. They will be remembered forever. They will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Their hearts are secure. They will have no fear. And in the end, they will look in triumph on their foes." This is a time for repentance and humility in the house of God. Isaiah chapter 22 provides us with prophetic insight for the year 2022. In this chapter, we see that God was very angry with Israel and was about to release sweeping judgment over the land. The leaders and the people did not understand or discern the times and what was about to come upon them. God was calling for national repentance, for abandoning his ways and his word, but they refused to hear or to understand. As in the days of Noah, they were eating and drinking without any concern for their destiny or for eternity. Verse 12 to 13 tells us, the Lord Almighty, called you on that day to weep and to wail, to tear out your hair and to put on sackcloth. But see, there is joy and revelry, slaughtering of cattle and killing of sheep. Let us eat and drink, you say, for tomorrow we die. The issue of eating and drinking is highlighted many times in Scripture, directly relating to an attitude of heart that is primarily concerned with satisfying the things of the flesh as opposed to the things of the spirit and having eternal value. Paul quotes this very same scripture in addressing the realities of eternal life and resurrection as reasoning for endurance and perseverance through times of much persecution. He says, "If I fought wild beasts in Ephesus with no more than human hopes, what have I gained? If the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die." That's 1 Corinthians 15, verse 32. Jesus also spoke into the complaint of the Pharisees over the issue of eating and drinking. In Luke 5, 33, it says, "They said to him, 'John's disciples often fast and pray, and so do the disciples of the Pharisees, but yours go on eating and drinking.'" Jesus' answer pointed them to the understanding of the time and season for things, and revealed to them that the time would come after he left that they would fast and pray. If ever there was a time to fast and to pray, this would be it. In other instances, Jesus linked this attitude of carnal living to the times surrounding his appearing. Rather than a time of humility, unity in their stance, the people chose division and reveling. He said, this is Luke 17, 28 to 20, 27 to 28, "People were eating, drinking, marrying, and being given in marriage up to the day Noah entered the ark. Then the flood came and destroyed them all. It was the same in the days of Lot. People were eating and drinking, buying and selling, planting and building." The Word of God says that there is a time and a season for every purpose under heaven. It is vital for the people of God who serve Him and His purposes to understand the season and dynamic of the times that we are called to. Otherwise, we will be caught out of sync with the Lord's purposes and with His movements. This is a time for intentional and single-minded focus in service to God, where we bind our hearts and our minds to His and travail with Him to see His will come upon the earth. So over the holidays, God led me on four different occasions to read Ecclesiastes 10, 11, and 12, highlighting certain principles to embrace for the year ahead. Number one, a little folly will become the downfall of honored leaders who have become complacent about sin and not fearing the Lord. Ecclesiastes 10:1 says, dead flies putrefy the perfumer's ointment and cause it to give off a foul odor. So does a little folly to one respected for wisdom and honor. Number two, always trust in the Lord's faithfulness and maintain a peaceful demeanor in all circumstances. Even if leaders or government officials come against you, stay focused. Ecclesiastes 10 verse 4 says, "If a ruler's anger rises against you, do not leave your post. Calmness can lay great offenses to rest." Number three, the principle of sowing and having a generous heart will keep us through tough times, as we will reap according to all that we have sown. Chapter 11, verse 1 to 2 and 6 says, "Cast your bread upon the water, for you will find it after many days. Give a serving to 7 and also to 8, for you do not know what evil will be on the earth. In the morning, sow your seed, and in the evening, do not withhold your hand, for you do not know which will prosper." Number four, God's word to those who are wealthy and have much is that this is not the time to withhold or to hoard what you have. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17 to 18 tells us, "Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share." Number five, embrace the fear of the Lord, as it is what keeps us safe, secure, and in right standing with God, as He resists pride. Ecclesiastes 12, 14 says, "Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep His commandment, for this is the duty of all mankind. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil." Number six, in times such as these, be vigilant to guard your heart. Be very careful with your words and discerning about those around you. Ecclesiastes 10 verse 20 says, "Do not revile the king even in your thoughts, or curse the rich in your bedroom, because a bird in the sky may carry your words, and a bird on the wing may report what you say." This is something that we really need to take note of right now, especially with technology the way that it is, that can pick up our voices or even spy on us. So, as God instructed Noah and his family to get into the ark, the Father is now trumpeting the call to get into the ark of Christ, to become built together into a holy structure prepared for glory. In the days ahead, out of our Isaiah 22:22 inheritance, there will emerge an Isaiah 22:22 army who has the Lord's heart and serve His interest to usher in His will. In His will, they will open doors no one can shut and close doors no one can open. The Lord will lead, He will guide, He will give the strategies and lead His people to victory. Hallelujah. The glory train is about to depart from assigned and chosen stations. The Lord gave me a revelation regarding the golden spike. So according to Wikipedia, the golden spike was the ceremonial 17.6 carat gold spike. It was the final spike that was driven that united two major railroads across the United States. Tracks are needed for trains to run on. The glory train of heaven is about to unite with prepared stations where the tracks have been made ready for the final golden spike to be driven into place. God's golden spike is about to be driven into sure and anointed places, prepared by God over decades to carry his glory. Let's read Isaiah 22:22. It says, "And the key of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder, so he shall open and none shall shut, and he shall shut and none shall open. And I will fasten him as a nail in a secure, sure place, and he shall be for a glorious throne to his father's house." The nail was driven into a sure and secure place. These are glory houses that God has prepared across the earth. They are being prepared to connect with heaven and heaven's purposes as the golden spike is driven into these sure places. The glory is getting ready to depart and arrive at these stations. These stations may be people, churches, communities, and regions. It's about to get a little wild on planet Earth. It is therefore time to be firmly positioned in the place God has called you to. Because this is such an unusual time, we must all seek to find our place and quickly get positioned in it. We are approaching God as soldiers, standing at attention to understand the war and how he would have us serve him. We cannot neglect our appointment to seek him daily for our orders. We also approach as a bride seeking intimate times of love and worship to nourish our spirit. The place of a bride or daughter cannot be neglected for a moment, as that is where we receive all this that sustains us for the days ahead. Elijah was one that stood in the presence of God as a prophet, receiving instructions. It says, he said, "As the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew or rain these years except at my word." That is our position before the God of Israel, before whom we stand. Habakkuk also declared that he would position himself on the wall to wait to see what God would say. And Isaiah, when God said, "Who will go for us?" answered, "Here I am, send me." He was ready and in position for the word of the Lord to be released. So we must praise, worship, and adore, but we must listen and obey, and we must receive our marching orders for the days ahead. We are to focus and fix our eyes on Jesus and Jesus alone. Lock your eyes with his eyes. We are to be aware of the storm and have an understanding of its dynamics, but we're not to be distracted by it from our purpose and our assignment. Peter got distracted by the storm and he lost his footing. Do not allow the storms around you to cause you to fear, to shake, or to tremble as Peter did, and then lose your place of being anchored in Christ. Keep your eyes on him at all times. And if you lose your place, get back to it quickly. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you so much for listening today, and I pray and hope that everything shared would be of help to you and will stir your spirit and give you hope and give you strength and courage. So, Father, I just bless everyone that has heard these words. I pray that they go deep, deep within their spirit right now and hit the mark, that the words would accomplish what you have ordained that they should in everyone that is listening, that it would strengthen them, root them, and anchor them deeply within you, that they would be strong pillars in this hour, not shaken by anything that comes around them, by any wind, any storm, Lord, but their eyes would be fixed on you always, your beautiful eyes, your beautiful face, and receive all the sustenance, all the joy, all the strength, and all the power that is within you, Lord, that is our inheritance. I pray that over them now. I decree strength. I decree courage. And I decree the power of God over everyone listening. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Help us to get these words out to the body of Christ, to rally the troops and those serving the Lord on the front lines. Be sure to subscribe to the show on iTunes and cpnshows.com. And please like and share with your friends. See the links below to our website and our social media pages. God bless you and keep you safe and hidden within Him.